Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Great Sitkin Island is now close to being cleaned up after functioning as a naval refueling station during World War II and being abandoned. Richard Regal, project manager with the Army Corps of Engineers who works with the Formerly Used Sites Program, or FUDS, in which the U.S. Defense Department hires the Corps to clean up sites where the agency no longer owns the property. In this case of the Great Sitkin Island, it's now owned by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as part of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. And there's more than 100 FUDS projects around the state of Alaska. 77 so far have been cleaned up, according to an Anchorage Daily News report, with 60 more to go, according to Rangel. The projects are ranked as a way to guide funding requests for cleanup. After an initial investigation determined the level of risk at Great Sitkin, the project was paused so the Corps could address projects with greater risk, which tended to be closer to population centers. Great Sitkin finally worked its way up high enough on the list so they could request funding for it. That occurred in 2014. And from there, experts analyzed old photographs of the island to try to identify where the disturbances occurred, which ultimately culminated in a 2021 summer of field work on the island. The island was once used as a naval refueling station during World War II. Tanks there stored more than 10 million gallons of fuel. Construction on what was called the Sand Bay Naval Station began in 1942, could accommodate as many as 680 people, plus had places to store fuel, but by 1949, only 10 people remained on the island. The current project is the first significant effort of its kind at Great Sitkin since the inception of the FUDS program. It's one of 29 FUDS sites within the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, but the cleanup completion timeline is currently unknown. A federal grant will allow an extensive trail system to connect all four communities on Nelson Island, just off Alaska's western coast. According to an Associated Press report, the $12 million grant will pay to take the trail, the last link from Tuksuk Bay, which received the federal money, to the community of Murtarvik, the new site for the village of Newtok. The village is moving because of erosion. However, Newtok has not yet agreed to accept the trail. Newtok Tribal Administrator Philip Carl says that the village council has not met in months because of COVID-19. However, the council is scheduled to meet in December and vote on the trail project. And even if they decide not to accept the project, Tuksuk Bay still intends to build most of the trail to Murtarvik. However, they would stop just short of the village at the border between the two village corporations. Work on the trail to Murtarvik still needs to be designed and go through environmental reviews. If approved, construction is expected to start in 2023 and take about 2 years to complete. The island's trail system will span 50 miles, connecting the four communities, Tuksuk Bay, Tunanak, Nightmute, and Murtarvik. The trail connecting Tuksuk Bay to Nightmute is expected to be completed next summer. The trail also will connect all four villages to Umkamute, a traditional fishing location. A plastic material will be used to build the trail, which will allow four-wheel vehicles to cause less damage to the tundra. The tribal transportation manager for Tuksuk Bay said the trail system will provide residents better access to a variety of subsistence locations, and it will allow those living in outlying villages easier access to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's sub-regional clinic in Tuksuk Bay. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.